There's a new dynamic pastor at Calvary Baptist Church of Paradise. Pastor Jerry Zordell's Bible preaching challenges the heart. His Bible exposition produces the Word of God and life instruction that produces growth and life challenge. To enjoy a warm and encouraging ministry with traditional music, come and be our guest at Calvary. Sunday, 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship service. Across the street from Taco Bell and Clark Road in Paradise. 877-3381.
And welcome to our show.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Jerry O'Lennon.
I'm Richard Hoyt Jr.
Join us each weekday at 12:30 p.m. for our show, Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
So join us at 12:30, Monday through Friday, here on KKXX for Chico Now.
Do you long for church the way it used to be?
Where hymns are respected as much as courses, where the Word of God reigns supreme, where all ages worship and learn together. We want to invite you to a place that offers hope and can make a difference in your life and the life of your family.
At the Community Church of God, you will find people who will love you just as you are. You will find hope, new friends, and the love of God. Why not make a change for the better? We invite you to be our special guest this Sunday at 11 a.m. and discover the difference that community can make. The Community Church of God, 1095 East Avenue, or call 345-4300.
Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387, 877-7387.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
To the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We continue a discussion we had yesterday with the folks over at the Women's Resource Clinic about rampant teen sexuality, particularly among girls. And it's kind of surprising when you hear the numbers. It's like at the age of 14, 37% of boys and girls 14 and under have already engaged in sexual behavior, which is stunning to me. And by the time kids are in high school, it's like 85 or 90% have engaged in sex before they graduate high school. And it's just amazing. But sometimes I was wondering, maybe it's not that unusual. Maybe it was the same years and years ago. I mean, are these statistics any higher than they were before? I'm not sure. Anyway, we've got Gidi Hansen from The Growing Places on. She's a family counselor planning intern, and let me get that title right. I always get this wrong. It's a long title. Gidi Hansen, Marriage and Family Therapist, Registered Intern. Thank you for being on the show, Gidi.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, well, first of all, just run down the statistics and talk about the problem, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, I just heard your question, and I definitely think there's an increase in sexualization of children, and there have been a lot of studies run that show that. Mm-hmm. You can just see it in the advertisements. As I was looking up this subject and researching it a little for the show, I mm-hmm. saw pictures of toys for toddlers that are sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary school children's clothing, even preschoolers wearing thongs and lingerie.
Wow. That's really bad.
All kinds of stuff that, you know, when we were kids would be considered pornography if you put them on a child.
Pedophilia, it really does come close to that, doesn't it?
It does.
And it makes me think about, my immediate thought was a terrible tragedy, JonBenet Ramsey. And I remember when I saw how she was 7 years old or whatever it was, and I was like, this is not right. But these kind of things, these kind of beauty pageants, is kind of, even parents saying that this type of sexualization of their kids at 6 and 7 years old is sort of... It's more than weird. It's kind of frightening a little bit.
I think you're right. It is. It's very frightening. And what it does is, you know, when a child, especially a girl, gets these images from society, from the media, in at school, like with quote-unquote sex education, they start comparing themselves to these images, and they start formulating how they feel about themselves as compared to these images. And very often, I mean, adolescents just regularly feel less than. And then when bombarded with inappropriate images, it really can create a sense of low self-esteem or even inferiority.
Gidi Hansen is a marriage and family therapist registered intern. She works for The Growing Place, and we'll leave the contact information if you have any need to talk to somebody about issues in your family. They could be marriage issues or issues with the with your children, whatever they are, any type of addictions or problems. She's a Christian, and she tackles problems from that point of view. And I have myself had my family go and talk to her a few times, and I highly recommend Gidi. She's outstanding. What does this do to when you start at such of an early age? What are parents supposed to do? Because it's such of an unfair fight. I mean, parents, and you got the schools who really don't. The public school system doesn't really help you out in this area. In fact, they seem to almost work against you.
They do.
And then the internet works against you, and television works against you, and you go to the bookstore and you see magazines people shouldn't see. That works against you. So it's you against the world in some ways. You and your church going, how do parents tackle this issue?
Well, that's a tough one, because first of all, parents, a lot of them don't have time. You know, both parents are working. They're overwhelmed already with activities and jobs and responsibilities. But the best way to work against this is to just spend time with your children and impart your values to them and build up their self-esteem, build up their worth. You know, a lot of times in the counseling room, I get a lot of people who are struggling with their self-image because they think their worth comes from what they do rather than from who they are.
Or what they look like, too.
Or what they look like. So you want to impart to your children, it's who you are is where your value is, and you are a child of God.
Well, what are we supposed to do, though? Because even in the workplace, we're judged by, you know, here's a resume. You know, what have you accomplished? What have you done? And then that's going to build you up. It's so rarely where people find out what somebody is really about.
Well, that's a great point. You know, the way I look at it is roots and fruits. If you work on the roots, which is who you are, the fruits will be produced. You will have those accomplishments. You will have that confidence in the interview, no matter what your resume says. But if you're always working on fruit and ignoring the roots, you're just picking bad fruit, basically, and then new bad fruit comes up from those rotten roots.
Now, Gidi, have you had issues involving the teen sexuality of clients in your office or you personally, where you've had to help people in this area?
Not really. I have in ministry. I have at the church, but I've not had that many cases with teen sexuality. I have had cases of sex abuse, though, childhood sex abuse, either with the children or with adults who are dealing with their childhood sexual abuse.
It just feels like, we're going to continue our discussion with Gidi Hansen from the Growing Place, but it just feels like there's no way we can win sometimes.
Well, we have God.
Because we have God, but the culture is so strong and so powerful. Hopefully that God can withstand that. We'll continue our chat after this. When you retire, will you stop working or stop calling it work? Continuing in your career or starting another may offer new opportunities like becoming your own boss or getting more involved in your community. Gratifying work, gratifying retirement, whatever you call it, Thrivent Financial for Lutherans can help you call it your own. In Chico, your Thrivent Financial representative is Daniel Cluis. Call 530-321-4059. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991 and is now located at 5850 Clark Road in Paradise. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Champion Christian School is supported by your contributions. To make a donation, call 413-9802, 413-9802, or visit them online at championcs.org.
KKXX is excited to present Seeds of Truth with Joe Holcraft each weekday evening from 6:30 until 7 p.m.
Joe has hosted the Catholic Hour every weekend for the last 8 years.
And Seeds of Truth promises the same Catholic understanding of sacred scripture,
contemporary faith-based topics,
and the latest news from around the world. If you have questions about faith, join Joe and the Seeds of Truth right here on KKXX each evening, Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on The Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Even now, we can't separate, perhaps unfortunately, even education and politics.
You are succumbing to a temptation. And when we pray that God does not lead us into temptation.
This is Live Local Talk.
Edie Hansen is a marriage and family therapist, registered intern. If you're looking, if you need some help, I'd certainly recommend you talk to Edie. She's with The Growing Place. They're located over on East Avenue. And her cell phone number, I can give that number out. Is that okay, Edie?
Sure.
She nods her head. It's 530. And my eyes aren't what they once were. Maybe you could give it to me.
514-0108.
514-0108, 514-0108. If you have issues of any kind of addictions, or you have some family issues you want to talk about, maybe your child's acting up and you need somebody else to talk to, sometimes just a mediator sometimes, it's good to have that. And I found that to be the case, too, in our family, where it's good to have somebody to speak with. And I would recommend Gidi really highly. She's with The Growing Place, a marriage and family therapist registered intern. She presents things she gives you help from a Christian viewpoint, and her number is 514-0108, and we'll be giving that out at least one more time before the show is up. The kind of issues that we're talking about is the teen sexuality, particularly with women, and coming into the break, we were talking about lead us not into temptation.
Yes.
And the temptation is so great.
Oh,
and
yes.
It is mind-boggling how tempting all the temptations that are out there. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's so discouraging because I guess this will probably sound sexist. It's not intended to. It really isn't. But I think we always accept the fact that boys are going to be more aggressive in that area and more interested in it. But it's kind of surprising and even in some ways more disappointing maybe when you hear so many women young girls are becoming so sexually active.
Oh, it's true what you're saying. And I think part of it is that it can become addictive. And, you know, when you and I were children, it was almost unheard of for a female to be addicted to pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't even anything out there, really.
Mm-hmm.
For females to become addicted to.
Right.
But now, in the name of women's lib or, you know, becoming
equal
with
rights.
Men, equal
yes.
rights, it's the rates are rising for women's sexual addiction, and they're rising up, and the men's rates are rising up too, because, as you say, everything is so accessible.
There used to be a time when you had to pay a price, so to speak, a price of embarrassment in order to see, for example, an X-rated movie.
Right.
So if somebody wanted to see it, when I was in college, my buddies and I, we would go stand out in line. It'd be humiliating. And you'd be like, oh, we can't do this because it's just embarrassing. Or if somebody wanted to pick up a Penthouse magazine or something along those lines, there was a sense of embarrassment. So you didn't want to do it because it's like, I don't want somebody seeing me get this.
Right.
And now there is no cost. There's no embarrassment cost.
No, but there's a big cost in terms of addiction.
Which is why it's probably gone up dramatically.
Yes.
I mean, we're no different as human beings.
That's
the same urges were there back in Jesus's time, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And the same than there are now. I mean, we're all built the same way for the
That's
most
right.
part. It's just that the messaging is brought to us in a much more visual way.
That's right.
How does the process get to addiction? How does it start? When some people will say, a girl might say, well, you know, my boyfriend wants me to look at this because it, you know, so I look at this and then it just builds and builds and builds. Explain that process.
Well, first there's, you know, the first level is abstinence, where there is no exposure either to the substance or the behavior that later becomes addictive. And then there's experimentation, mm-hmm. which is what you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So the person, the individual says, well, I wonder what that's like. So they try a cigarette or they take a drink or they look at pornography or they go gambling mm-hmm. or something like that. Then from that is socialization. And that's where you engage in the activity and there's a sense of fellowship with others. And even online, there mm-hmm. are like fellowships. There are people who connect with each other, like with pornography or stuff like that.
And that kind of mutual acceptance
yes.
leads you to think that it's okay.
It's okay. And then after the socialization, or for two adolescent boys, it might be looking at images together on the uh-huh. internet or something.
Right.
And then from there, it goes to habituation. Mm-hmm. Now you're feeling, in order to feel okay, I need to do this on a regular basis, whatever mm-hmm. it is, activity or substance. From habituation, it can go to addiction, where now you can't live without it.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to withdraw from it, you actually have withdrawal symptoms. Mm-hmm. And it becomes very costly. You said a few minutes ago it doesn't cost anything, but it really does.
Mm-hmm.
And when addiction...
Financially, it doesn't have to cost anything.
It may yeah. or may not. Some people spend a lot of money on this stuff.
Yes, okay.
And then when it begins to interfere with your ability to have relationships with people, with your marriage, with your job, then you're in huge trouble because now the addiction has taken over your whole life.
Uh-huh.
And so those are the stages. And then to get out of that, you know, in the beginning it was thought that you could go straight to abstinence and not have any relapses.
Mm-hmm.
Now relapse is built in to recovery. It's expected that people will.
So what you're saying is, if somebody's addicted to pornography, and we'll pick
yes.
this up.
Okay.
The way to get out of it, is it? And I'll let you answer after the break. Is it? We're going to ask Gidi Hansen. Is it? Can you just stop cold turkey, or is it a gradual decrease in the pornography? We'll talk about that when we come back after the break. Gidi Hansen over at the Growing Place. We'll continue our discussion after this.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with
Robert. I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are three convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
You're teaching and talk for real life.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Even now, we can't separate, perhaps unfortunately, even education and politics.
You are succumbing to a temptation. And when we pray that God does not lead us into temptation.
If the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
This is Live Local Talk.
Gady Hansen is with the marriage and she's a marriage and family therapist, registered intern at the Growing Place in Chico. They're located on East First Avenue. No, excuse me, East Avenue. East Avenue, 1074 East Avenue, Suite A4. Anyway, the cell phone number, if you want to reach her, if you have some issues you want to discuss with about your family, maybe your kids or just your marriage, if you have some addictions you want to help get some help with from a Christian perspective, her phone number is 514-0108, 514-0108. And we left off the last break talking to Gady about how, if somebody who is addicted, we're talking about sexual addiction, how, whether somebody could stop cold turkey, like some people try to do with cigarette smoking, or drugs, or alcohol, or whether sexual addiction is different and that it's going to take time to wean off it. And I'll leave the question there. What happens, Gady?
Well, you know what I tell my Christian clients is you got to pray and seek the path God has for you. Mm-hmm. I have known of people who stop things cold turkey by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. And I've known many, many, many other people who have to go through a process. Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest, first of all, is get into a 12-step program. Mm-hmm. And they have it for sexual addiction. Mm-hmm. Because now you're going to have the fellowship of people just like you in the grips of the same problem and issue, and you'll support each other. Mm-hmm. And you have meetings, you get education, you have a place where you can go talk about it without shame, without feeling condemned or guilty. And you really begin to understand this addiction is like a disease in me. Sin is like a disease. Mm-hmm. We are not our sin.
Is sexual addiction different in the way somebody overcomes it as opposed to, say, giving up cigarette smoking or giving up alcohol or drugs?
Chemically speaking, in terms of brain chemistry, it's not.
Uh-huh.
It's not different because you come to become addicted to that euphoria, to those chemicals that are released in the brain when you're doing the activity, mm-hmm. whether it's gambling or shopping. That's another huge addiction, mm-hmm. or sex addiction. So in that sense, it's like the cocaine or the nicotine. There is a chemical response of the body that craves the activity.
Mm-hmm. The one word that always stands out to me that has carried, that has lasted the test of time, mm-hmm. No matter from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, for the last 50 years, there's a word that stands the test of time and it transcends all generations.
Okay.
And that word is cool. You want to be cool. Everybody wants to be cool. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's trying to make young people, when my son has asked me questions about whatever it is, and they say, is this okay? And you know it's not okay. You have to somehow spin it.
Yes.
And make it understand that it's cool to do the opposite.
Yes.
It's cool to be contrarian.
Yes.
So what I try to do is say, you know, everybody's doing that. Be contrarian. Be the cool kid who says, I don't need that stuff. I don't need to take those drugs. I'm too cool for you.
Yeah.
I don't need you. So I try to build them up to say, you're too cool for that.
I think that's great.
I think that that's always a word that always stands out because everybody, it doesn't matter how old you are,
uh-huh.
whether you're 10 or whether you're 110, mm-hmm. you want to be cool.
Yes.
And I don't know if that works or not. I think it has to a degree.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So it's that kind of messaging in some ways when you're not trying to fool your child.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to, maybe you are trying to fool him a little bit.
Well, you know, what you're doing is you're reinforcing who he is.
Uh-huh.
You're reminding him of his identity. So that he doesn't engage in an activity that is incongruous with his identity.
Right.
So that's really good.
Yeah. Well, I have my moments. That was one of them. but again, it's me against everybody else, the entire student body at whatever school he's going to be going to in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be me against the culture. It's going to be me against even the schools, the public school systems, sadly, don't really reinforce the ideas that we want in a lot of times. In fact, they do just instead of saying, I wish they would just say, you know what? Abstinence is the best thing for your life, for your marriage, for everything, and wait till you're married.
Right.
But if you do have to do this, here's what you should do to protect yourself. If they at least did that, I think I'd feel happy, but they don't even do that.
No.
Yeah. So we only have about a minute left. Anything I have not asked you about? Or do you want to make sure we get mentioned?
No, I think it's important to talk on the addiction thing, and I think it's important for people, if they have this addiction and they're Christians, there's going to be a great deal of guilt and self-condemnation. And just to understand that Jesus understands, it says in Hebrews 4 that he was tempted in every way, yet without sin. He understands this, and he has the help, you know. Mm-hmm. And you said it's you against the world or this or that, but it's actually you and God.
Right.
You and God is with us, so God is greater than the addiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting you mention Hebrews, because I think many people have always thought, well, Jesus never had to confront lust. If he had to confront lust, now there, that would have been the real temptation.
Yeah.
And apparently he did have to face it.
It says I haven't faced every temptation.
Right.
But Jesus has.
Yeah. Good discussion. Gidi Hansen, thank you so much for
being
on the program.
Thank you for having me.
I want to remind you, if you're looking for a counselor, somebody that to talk to from a Christian perspective, you should contact Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. Her phone number directly is 514-0108. 514-0108. We'll continue this discussion on teen sexuality tomorrow with an expert on the national level, Kay Meyer, the founder and president of Family Shield Ministries. That discussion tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Holbrook's has national name brand mattresses, twin, full, queens, and kings, starting at just $99.
Bunk beds, $299.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Come on down, see us. Open 7 days a week.
Brought to you by InMotion Fitness, 293,000 gallons of pure tropical pleasure. Come on, dive in. Sizzlin' summer specials are on now.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.